Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Leo Burke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clendenon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Stewart is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Stargell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Schofield. Schofield fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Schofield. Santo moves to third. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burton is 0-1 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon fields the ball and throws to Sisk covering. Safe. Santo scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Burton. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Burton steals second. Leo Burke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burke is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burton moves to third. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bacabella is 0-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burton scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Schaefer is 0-1 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hobby is 0-1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Schofield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to second. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Burton reaches second base with a double. Santo moves to third. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burke is walked intentionally. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo scores. Burton moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Burton throws the ball into Stewart, who tags Stargell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Schofield moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive towards short. Schofield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton, who is chasing the ball. Clendenin reaches third base with a triple. Clemente scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clendenin scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Savage moves to third. Ron Brand pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Bailey. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savage tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Gene Alley now playing third base. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Burton. The throw from Brand and he is safe. Burton steals second. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burke strikes out. 2 outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Merritt Raynou now catching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Clemente. The throw from Raynou and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella fields the ball and throws to McDaniel covering. Safe. Clemente scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Boros pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Lou Brock. Al McBean now pitching. Don Landrum pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Boros moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stewart bunts towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Boros moves to third. Landrum moves to second. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.